što ono se zanimljiva imena, pa zapravo opisuje njihov karakter. Pa tako čak jedan lik u toj knjizi nosi naše hrvatsko ime, zove se Učitelj, iako je knjiga pisana engleski. A njegovo ime je Učitelj, jer on je učitelj. I junaci prolaze kroz različite situacije u životu, doživljavajući ovaj materijalni svijet, ovaj svijet oko nas kakav jest. I nastoje pronaći njegovu suštinu. I u toj potrazi za suštinom, za srži života, za smislom života, prolazi kroz neka iskustva koja su inače već opisana u ovim klasicima u obliku alegorija. I ona koristi tu metodu ovdje u svojoj knjizi na jedan vrlo zanimljiv način vodi te junake do ispunjenja svrhe života, do pronalaska prave istinske sreće. Znači, knjiga ima happy end. I ima više slojeva, jako interesantna za ljude koji su zainteresirani za pronaći taj neki pravi smisao života. Nije napisano u nikakvom sektaškom duhu, ne promiče jednu posebnu tradiciju. I ima vrlo zanimljive žive zaplete, kratke epizode, jako se lako čita. Ako ste zainteresirani, možete nabaviti danas ili sutra ovdje. Cena je 75 kuna i 50 eura. Inače, naša predavačica, predavateljica je zanimljiva i po tome što je utane, ima troje djece, 14 unučadi i jednu praunuka. Iako je relativno mlada za takvu tako bogatstvo, za takvu zbirku. I vrlo često kad ide na ta putovanja kojima ljudima prenosi svoje iskustva sa drugom puta, diljem cijele kugle zemaljske praktički. Ponekad, ranijih godina, ove godine došla sama, a ranijih godina povela sa sobom nekog od svojih unuka. I onda bi, ili unuku ili unuka, i onda bi oni tako upoznali svijet. Jer ona putuje praktično posvuda. Oni bi probali nekoliko mjeseci na putu sa njome. I to
tema
bavite
treba da biti odrenuti
čaj, reći. A večerašnja tema je
dragači suštine. Čekaj, čekaj. Čekaj, čekaj. Tako, tako je stavljeno na portalu, a onda je prije bio rečeno inner child. Ja sad ne znam što se ti...
Oh, they changed the topic into the essence seekers.
Then I would have brought my computer.
No. It's not. It's on two different places, differently announced. So you just go on, no problem.
I have a whole multimedia show.
I'm not in charge, I just see what so whatever you plan, you just do it. Whatever you plan, that's not real.
No, I would have loved to talk about that. But anyway, I just feel sad because I have a really nice presentation.
I didn't
bring it. I don't have it with me. I'll just...
I cannot repair our mistakes or this problem. Okay. And here is a lot of them, so sorry.
Well, would you like to go on a journey with me? Is there anybody here who's really attached to hearing about their inner child? That's a long translation.
No.
Ja odlučuje se drugo.
sisters, that this is a regular guest.
And
usually don't announce the topics or the guest. So they're not, you can speak whatever you want to say. Really, it's really like that. They didn't come because of topics. If some new people come, they will come, but they're already regular guests. So really, it's like that. So we usually don't.
Okay, so.
Somebody else, their fault.
Okay, so it's August 1st, 2018 in Rijeka, Croatia. And why don't we go on an allegorical journey?
Krenimo onda na jedno alegorijsko putovanje.
May I have a book for me?
Yeah, you'll have to open it though.
Yeah,
It's always helpful to have some kind of guidance or example as to how to achieve what we want to achieve in life. To take things from just, you know, theory and philosophy to how do I implement that theory and philosophy in practice. And of course we can do that by looking at the actual lives of people who have achieved similar goals.
Naravno, to bismo mogli učiniti tako da promatramo kako žive ljudi koji su već dosegli takve ciljeve u životu.
But also traditionally such has been done through the use of fables and allegories.
Ali to se isto tako povijesti vrlo često radi tako da se koriste neke priče i allegorije.
So here we've written an adult fable about how to find the essence of life. That it's really a map or a guidebook for ourselves, but in the form of an allegory. And it's written around allegories from the ancient Vedic literatures. So I'm not going to ruin the story for you. But what we'll do is we'll go through the various individual allegories that are given in the Vedic literature.
Ali ćemo proći kroz pojedine alegorije koje su opisane u vedskim spisima.
And these allegories come from three sources.
Te alegorije dolaze iz tri izvora.
So the first was named Jada.
Prvo ime je Jada.
Now that wasn't his given name.
Ta osoba koja se tako zvala, to nije bilo njegovo ime koje je dobio rođenje.
It means stupid, foolish, dull person.
Ta riječ Jada znači glupova, tupa, budalasta osoba.
It was a name given to him by his half-brothers and the other children as a form of bullying.
To ime su mu dala njegova polubraća i druga djeca kako bi ga s tim izazivali, maltretirali.
And actually Jada was a fairly enlightened soul from the time he was very small.
I Jada je zapravo od ranog doba već bio potpuno prosvjetljena duša.
We can think of child prodigies like Mozart in music.
Možemo to usporediti sa slavnom djecom poznatom kao što je Mozart.
But Jada was a child prodigy in spiritual understanding.
Ali Jada je bio takvo čudo djeteta po pitanju duhovnog razumijevanja.
So I'm sure you know that some spiritually advanced people take a vow of silence and live in a monastery.
Sigurno sam da znate da neki ljudi na duhovnom putu daju zavjet šutnje i žive u samostanu.
But how are you going to do that if you're only 2 years old?
A kako ćete to napraviti ako imate samo dvije godine?
So he went into like an internal monastery.
On se zato povukao u neki unutrašnji samostan.
And he never spoke.
I nikada nije ništa rekao, nije govorio.
He acted like he couldn't see or hear.
Djelovao je kao da niti vidi, niti čuje.
But one day he decided to speak.
Ali je jednog dana odlučio progovoriti.
There was a king who was being carried in a palanquin.
Tom prilikom su kralja kojeg su nosili na nosici.
And one of the carriers became sick.
A jedan od njegovih nosača se razbolio.
So this king forced Jutta into slavery to carry the palanquin.
Taj kralj je prisilio Jutu, odnosno uzeo ga je kao za svog roba, koji će nositi tu nosinu.
But Jutta was very careful not to step on any insects on the road.
Ali Jutta bio jako pažljiv, izbjegavao je sve kukce po putu, da ne bi stao na njih.
And so the palanquin was shaking.
I zbog takvog njegovog hodanja nosinka se trimala, tresla se.
And the king stopped and he insulted Jutta.
I kralj je zaustavio nosače i uvrijedio je, počeo vrijeđati
Jutta. Now Jutta had been insulted his whole life.
Jutta su čitav život vrijeđali.
So I don't know why he decided to speak to the king.
Ne znam zašto je tada baš odlučio progovoriti i obratiti se kralju.
But he told the king a series of metaphors.
Ispričao mu je cijeli niz metafora.
So he told him that we in material life are like merchants who have entered a forest.
Rekao je da smo mi u materijalnom životu poput trgovaca koji su ušli u šumu.
Hoping to find something in the forest we can sell for a profit in a city.
Nadajući se da ćemo u šumi pronaći nešto što ćemo poslije moći dobro prodati u gradu.
So that's how we start our story.
Tako počinje naša priča.
With merchants in a great forest.
Sa trgovcima u velikoj šumi.
What this means is that in material life we look at the world in terms of exploiting it.
Znači da te alegorije, metafore je da mi materijalni svijet promatramo s namjerom da ga iskoristimo.
A materialist does not mean a person with a big house and a fancy car.
Pojam materialist ne odnosi se na čovjeka koji ima veliku kuću i neki djesan auto.
You could be a very spiritual person with a big house and a fancy car.
Možete biti i vrlo duhovna osoba, a imati veliku kuću i djesan auto.
Or not. But materialist means an attitude of exploitation.
Ali biti materialist podrazumijeva da imate stav izrabljivanja drugih.
A way of looking at the world that how can I use this for my selfish purposes? How can I use that for my selfish purposes?
To znači da na svijet gledate razmišljajući kako ovo ili ono možete iskoristiti za svoje vlastite sebične ciljeve.
Looking at life always trying to get something for oneself.
Promatrati život tako da uvijek nastojimo nešto dobiti za sebe.
So in this forest of materialistic life,
u toj šumi materialističkog života,
where one is always trying to make a profit from the goods of the forest,
dok čovjek uvijek nastoji zaraditi na dobrima koje nađe u šumi,
one may sometimes meet a wise person.
Ponekad se čovjek može susresti sa nekim mudrim.
Who can tell us how to find genuine happiness?
Koji nam može reći kako možemo pronaći pravu istinsku sreću?
With the essence of life.
Suštinu života.
So such wise persons are compared to honeybees.
Takvi mudri ljudi uspoređuju se sa pčelama.
Because honeybees are always extracting the essence of the flowers.
Zato je pčele uvijek od cvijeta uzimaju suštinu.
But such wise persons will also explain to us what happens when we try to exploit the world.
Ali takvi mudri ljudi će nam također objasniti što se događa kada pokušavamo iskorištavati svijet.
So one metaphor is that of mosquitoes and flies.
Jedna metafora koja se koristi spominje komarice i muhe.
I'm sure we have tried to sleep with a mosquito in the room.
Siguran sam da smo svi imali to iskustvo pokušavanja spavanja dok je komarac u sobi.
I had a mosquito in my room a few hours ago.
Prije par sati sam imala komarca u sobi.
And I'm just going like this.
Ja samo sam se tako lupala.
We're hitting ourselves, isn't it?
Da, da, putavala sam sam sebe.
So these mosquitoes and flies are compared to people who criticize us.
Ti komarci i muhe uspoređuju se s ljudima koji nas kritiziraju.
Bzzz, you have this problem, and bzzz, you have that problem, and bzzz, why are you doing that, and bzzz, why are you doing this? You're very good, Charles. And we're going through these lives, going through the forest of enjoyment with the problems like mosquitoes, not only in a human body, but through many, many different species of life.
Mi kroz ovaj život, kroz tu šumu uživanja, prolazimo i suočavamo se sa tim problemima sa komarcima. I to ne samo u ovom ljudskom obliku života, nego u mnogim drugim oblicima života.
We've taken birth as fish, as trees, as plants, as animals, as men, as women.
Mi smo se rodili kao ribe, kao ptice, kao biljke, kao muškarci, kao žene.
And even as higher beings with bodies made of light.
I čak kao viša bića čija su tijela sačinjena od svjetlosti.
But always we encounter these kinds of problems like the mosquitoes.
Ali se uvijek susrećemo sa takvom vrstom problema kao ovi komarci.
Sometimes we have a problem like tigers and jackals.
Ponekad su naši problemi uspoređeni sa tigrovima i šakalima.
The tiger will kill its prey,
tigar će ubiti svoju žrtvu,
and the jackal will steal the meat.
A šakal će ukrasti meso.
So many times we get things that we want in this world,
puno puta dobijemo stvari koje želimo u ovom svijetu,
and someone else takes them away.
Onda ih netko uzme od nas i pravi.
This also happens with the metaphor of crows and locusts and rats.
To se isto događa u metafori sa vranama, što je od grokovi i štakovi.
Who steal the harvest.
Koji kradu žetvu.
This is a metaphor for when we work hard for something.
Kada se naporno radimo, trudit će se nešto doseći.
And right when we're ready to enjoy it.
I baš onda kad smo spremni uživati u tome.
We don't get it.
Ne dobijemo to.
In a house where I used to live, we had a cherry tree.
Kući gdje sam običavala živjeti, imali smo jedno drvo trešnje, stalo trešnje.
So we were watching the cherries.
Promatrali smo trešnje.
And the birds were also watching.
A i ptice su isto gledale te trešnje.
Sometimes we work hard on something.
Ponekad naporno se trudimo nešto doseći.
And then at the end, someone else takes the credit.
A onda na kraju neko drugi sebi pripiše zasluge za to.
Or our boss asks us to do something.
Šef traži od nas da nešto napravimo.
And after we've worked on it for a long time.
I nakon što smo dugo vremena na tome radili.
The boss says, oh, forget it, we're not going to use this.
Šef kaže, ma, ostavi to, zaboravi, nećemo to koristiti.
So anything where we've worked for something and then at the end, right when we are ready to enjoy it, we lose it.
Tako to govori o tim situacijama u kojima radimo naporno na nekom projektu ili da bismo nešto dobili i kad smo taman spremni u tome uživati, to je skupno.
Then there are the castles in the sky.
Onda su tu dvorci na nebu.
This is a metaphor for the things we want and we work for them, but we never get them at all.
To je metafora koja govori o tim stvarima koje želimo i radimo na tome da bismo ih dobili, ali nikad to ne dobijemo.
Yeah, I want to be rich, I want to be famous, to have a happy marriage, lots of wonderful children, a big house right by the ocean. Anything that we have some desire for that we just don't attain at all. That's like some imaginary castle in the sky. Then there are the swamps or the marshes. And out of the marshes there may come some gases and vapors. And sometimes these have a kind of phosphorescence and they may look like gold.
I ponekad se može upaziti nekako fosforescentno kao svjetlo i dojme se kao da je neko zlato.
So this is a metaphor for the things we want, we work for, and we do get them.
To je metafora koja govori o stvarima koje želimo, za koje radimo i koje stvarno dobijemo.
But when we get them, they're not what they had appeared to be.
Ali kad ih dobijemo, onda vidimo da to nije ono što se čimo da će biti.
We may become rich and find it doesn't really satisfy us.
Možemo postati bogati i ustanoviti da nam to ne daje ono zadovoljstvo koje smo očekivali.
Or I had a friend who worked very hard to be a lawyer.
Imam prijatelja koji je revica koja je jako napravno radio da bi postao odvjetnik.
And then she discovered that she didn't like being a lawyer.
I onda kad je postala odvjetnica otkrila je da to zapravo se ne sviđa.
So we also have the difficulties caused by hunger and thirst and fatigue.
Tu su također poteškoće koje nam donosi glad, žeć, umor.
That just some little disturbance in our body can cause us to be unkind even to the people that we love.
Samo neka mala smetnja u tijelu može nas dovesti u situaciju da se grubo ponašamo čak i prema ljudima koje volimo.
Then we may try to find relief from the problems of life.
Onda možemo pokušati pronaći olakšanje od problema života.
By taking up some system of spirituality that is not genuine.
Tako da se počnemo baviti nekim sistemom duhovnosti koji zapravo nije izvoran.
This is compared to a very shallow river.
To se uspoređuje sa vrlo plitkom rijekom.
That has sharp rocks under the water.
Koja ima oštre stijene pod vodom.
So you jump in the water and you simply get hurt.
Kad skočite u takvu rijeku, samo se ozlijedite.
And there are so many systems that pretend to be spiritual that are actually cheating.
Ima puno takvih sistema koji se dojmljuju ili se pretvaraju da su spiritualni, a zapravo su prevare.
So I don't know if you have this in Croatia.
Ne znam da li toga ima u Hrvatskoj.
But in America we have some very well-known people.
Ali u Americi imamo neke dobro poznate ljude.
They claim to be Christians.
Koji tvrde da su kršćani.
But they say, please just send me your money.
Ali kažu, samo mi pošaljite svoj novac.
If you send me your money, you will become rich.
Ako meni pošaljite svoj novac, vi ćete se obogatiti.
Like me?
Poput mene.
See how rich I am?
Pogledajte kako sam ja bogat.
I can even afford to buy my own plane with cash.
Mogu si priuštiti da u kešu nabavim si avion.
And of course, they don't say that they got rich because everybody sent them their money.
Naravno, oni ne kažu da su se obogatili tako što su im ljudi slali svoj novac.
And one simply becomes disappointed.
I na taj način se čovjek koji se to uključi samo razočara.
Then there may be a great storm.
Onda se može dogoditi nevjeta oluja.
Maybe of dust.
Možda kješća na oluja.
Or of rain or snow.
Ili kiša, snijeg.
You know, sometimes we're trying to drive in a storm and we can't see clearly. So this is a metaphor for great sexual desire that makes us not be able to see clearly. And we get involved with somebody that we shouldn't get involved with.
I onda se upustimo u to sa nekim s kim se ne bismo trebali upustiti.
I'm sure you know many people who have that problem.
Sigurno sam da znate puno ljudi koji imaju taj problem.
Then there are the owls and the crickets.
A onda su tu sove i cvrčci.
So you know, the crickets make noise, but you can't see them.
Cvrčci prave buku, ali ne možete vidjeti.
And owls attack, but you can't hear them.
A sove napadaju, a ne možete ih čuti.
So these are like the enemies or critics that we can't really find out who they are.
To su, te životinje predstavljaju naše neprijatelje ili kritičare koje ne možemo baš identificirati.
You know, I'm really your friend and so I think I should tell you this.
Znam Znaš, ja sam ti prijatelj i mislim da ti baš treba to reći.
You know, many people have been complaining about you.
Mnogi se ljudi ne tebe žale.
They say you have a lot of problems.
Kažu da imaš puno problema.
And you really should fix them.
Trebaš da to učiniti po tom pitanju.
And you say, well, what problems exactly?
A kakvi su to problemi koji imam?
I'm sorry, I can't tell you, that's confidential. Well, can you tell me who's saying these things? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't tell you, that's confidential. Then there are the snakes. Those are a metaphor for the people who actually harm us. Then there are very steep mountains covered with thorns. That is a metaphor for the events and the ceremonies that we don't really want to go to, but we kind of have to. I'm so happy to be here. Or maybe we have to plan them. And they're expensive. How do we know we have to invite him and we have to invite him, but they don't like each other? So these are very steep mountains that are covered with thorns. Then there are the cannibalistic demons. These are the governments that overtax. It's like they're eating their own people. And they just take the tax money and put it in their pocket. Then we have the swarming, stinging insects. That is a metaphor for adultery. When you try to steal the honey from the hive, all the bees attack you. Then there's the metaphor of the python. The python first squeezes and stops the heart. That is a metaphor for sleep. Not physical sleep, but to be spiritually asleep. It's like one's heart is closed. And finally, after all this trouble, there is the metaphor of the lion, which represents death. So these were all very sad and depressing, I suppose. But after Jada told all of these allegories to the king, he decided, I am going to go on a search for the essence of life. And that ends Jada's metaphors. So now we're actually going to look for the essence of life. So then we're going to go to another set of metaphors. These were given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about 500 years ago. Who was an avatar of Krishna. He taught these to one of his students named Sanatan. He says, now that you're finished with dealing with exploited materialistic people and all of their problems, and you are looking for the essence of life, you may go to people who teach genuine systems of spirituality and religion.
možeš prići ljudima koji podučavaju prave sustave duhovnosti i religije.
But you have to be very careful.
Ali možeš biti jako oprezan.
Because even though they may be teaching a system that is genuine,
jer iako možda podučavaju neki sistem, neki sustav koji je izvoran pravi,
they may be distorting that system.
Oni ga možda, su ga možda i zabačili.
As if they are being haunted by a witch.
Kao da ih ganja vještica.
And there's two possible witches.
Postoje dvije takve vještice.
Which we call in Sanskrit Bukti and Mukti.
Koje na sanskritu nazivamo Bukti i Mukti.
I don't know how well you can see it, but this is, there are the two witches. So one of them represents the desire to use spirituality simply to continue to be a materialistic person. So let me use spirituality so I can enjoy the world and go to heaven.
Hajde da upotrijebim tu duhovnost tako da mogu bolje uživati u ovom svijetu i završiti u raju.
The other is to use spirituality as a way to lose one's identity.
Druga vještica predstavlja tu težnju da iskoristimo spiritualnost da bismo izgubili svoj identitet.
Either of these mentalities, it's like being put under a spell by a witch.
Svaki od tih mentaliteta je kao da smo opčinjeni nekom vještvicom.
Because the real essence of life is about love.
Zato što je prava suština života u ljubavi.
And both of these motivations are inherently self-centered.
A ova dva motiva, prethodno spomenuta, se temelje na usredotočenosti na sebe.
So if we can get away from those who are haunted by these two witches,
ako se možemo udaliti od onih koji proganjaju te dvije vještice,
we then have the metaphor of the fortune teller.
Onda imamo metaforu o fortune teller. Mm-hmm. Ovaj koji proricatelj
budućnosti.
Thank you. And the fortune teller says, yes, the essence of life is left to you as a great treasure.
I on će nam reći da suštinu života ti je si dobio kao veliko bogatstvo.
You have a relative who died in a distant place and left that treasure for you somewhere in the city.
Imaš rođaka koji je negdje daleko odavde umro i ostavio je tu za tebe to bogatstvo negdje u jednom gradu.
But he died in a distant place and didn't tell you where you could find it.
Ali umro je tamo daleko i nije ti opisao kako možeš pronaći to bogatstvo.
So you can look in the different parts of the city.
Možeš tražiti na različitim mjestima u tom gradu.
You may find the essence of life in the northern part of the city, but there it's guarded by a snake.
Možeš pronaći suštinu života u sjevernom dijelu grada, ali tamo to blago čuva zmija.
In the western part of the city, it's guarded by nature spirits.
U zapadnom dijelu grada to blago čuvaju prirodni duhovi.
In the southern part of the city, you have to be careful of the huge wasps that are about this big.
Južnom dijelu grada se moraš čuvati tih ogromnih osa koje su tako velike.
And in the eastern part of the city, you have to be careful of the crazy elephants.
A ako tražiš na istočnom dijelu grada, moraš se čuvati ludih slonova.
So let's first look for the essence of life in the northern part of the city.
Potražimo najprije suštinu života u sjevernom dijelu grada.
So that is a system where people try to find the essence through mastering their body and mind.
To je sustav koji ljudi koriste pokušavajući pronaći suštinu kroz ovladavanje svojim tijelom i umom.
They do that by putting their body in certain positions.
To čine tako da tijelo stavi određeni položaj.
By breathing in certain ways.
Tako što dišu na određen način.
Controlling the energy centers in the body.
Kontroliraju centre energije u tijelu.
So that the mind becomes still.
kako da se on smiri.
And they realize the essence of life.
I oni spoznaju suštinu života.
Of course, sometimes they also awaken powers that lie within all of us.
Ponekad na taj način oni također probude određene moći koje su zapretene u svakom od nas.
Which can be a distraction.
Što može postati smetnja.
But the biggest problem there is the snake.
Ali najveći problem tamo je zmija.
Perhaps some of you know what that snake is.
Možda neki od vas znaju što je ta zmija.
It is a snake of coiled energy within the body.
To je zmija zavijena energije unutar tijela.
And sometimes in releasing that snake, one becomes swallowed by it.
Ponekad kada se oslobađa ta zmija, dogodi se da to ona probuta.
And in that way, one loses one's way.
Na taj način smo izgubili taj put koji vidimo.
And fails to actually find the essence of life.
I ne uspijevamo pronaći suštinu života.
Then we may look for the essence of life in the western part of the city.
Onda možemo tražiti za suštinu života u zapadnom delu grada.
There one tries to find the essence of life through knowledge and philosophy and science.
Tu čovjek traga za suštinom života kroz znanje, filozofiju i znanost.
These are those who study mathematics, chemistry, physics, the hard sciences.
To su oni koji preučavaju matematiku, kemiju, fiziku, prirodne znanosti.
And psychology, sociology, and the soft sciences.
I društvene znanosti poput psihologije i sociologije.
Or maybe they study holy books and books of wisdom to try to gain transcendent philosophy.
Ili možda proučavaju svete knjige, knjige mudrosti, kako bi transcendirali svijet.
By understanding nature and philosophy.
Na taj način da steknu razumijevanje o prirodi i filozofiji.
When we'll actually understand what life is all about.
Razumjet ćemo kako, o čemu se radi u životu, koja je suština života.
When we'll thus become detached from trying to enjoy the world.
I sljedeći taj put postat ćemo odvojeni od želje da uživamo u svijetu.
And one will experience the essence of life.
I doživjet ćemo suštinu života.
But here everything is guarded by nature spirits.
Ali ovdje sve čuvaju ti nekakvi duhovi prirode.
In Sanskrit they are called yakshas.
Na sanskritu se naziva yakshama.
In Iceland they call them the hudu folk.
Na Islandu ih nazivaju hudu folk.
And they take them very seriously in Iceland.
I tamo ih jako ozbiljno shvaćaju.
If the government's going to build a road or a building, they always consider how they're not going to disturb the hudu folk.
Ako će, ako vlada namjerava izgraditi nešto negdje, neku zgradu ili nešto drugo, uvijek uzmu obzir hoće li, ako grade na tom mjestu, uznemiriti hudu folk.
These beings are, they have different names in different cultures.
Takva nekretna naravna liče imaju različite imena u različitim kulturama.
These are the guardians of the mountains and the forests and the rivers.
Oni su čuvari šuma, planina, rijeka.
And as soon as someone tries to understand through philosophy and science, they may confuse one's mind.
I čim netko pokuša steći do razumijevanja kroz filozofiju i znanost, oni mu mogu pomotiti um.
Just like we see many philosophers simply argue with each other.
Kao što možemo vidjeti da neki filozofi jednostavno samo se međusobno prepiru.
They forget about finding the essence.
Zaborave na to da su krenuli pronaći suštinu.
And just try to be right.
I samo pokušavaju dokazati da su oni pravi.
Or they may come up with some theory.
Ili mogu izaći s nekom teorijom.
Ah, this explains everything.
A ovo sve objašnjava.
Then someone says, well, what about these things? Your theory doesn't explain these.
A onda neko kaže, a šta je s ovim stvarima? Tvoja teorija ne objašnjava ove stvari.
And then they try another theory.
Onda pokušava neku drugu teoriju.
And they chase different theories and never get the whole picture.
I onda gledaju takvu teoriju jednu za drugom i nikad ne dobiju potpunu sliku.
Then one may look for the essence of life in the southern part of the city.
Nešto bi drugi tak mogao tražiti za suštinom života u južnom dijelu grada.
This is a very popular method.
Ta metoda je vrlo popularna.
Where a person does the work they would normally do as a materialist.
Tu ljudi obavljaju posao koji bi inače radili kao materialisti.
But for the purpose of spirituality.
Ali sa svrhom razvijanja duhovnosti.
They work in the world, but without trying to enjoy the world.
Djeluju u ovom svijetu, rade, ali ne pokušavaju uživati u tome.
They work for a higher purpose.
Rade za neki viši cilj.
And it's nicely explained in Sanskrit.
U sanskritu to je objašnjeno.
Karma pala tyaga, by giving up the fruits of one's work, one becomes peaceful.
Karma pala tyaga, odričući se plodova rada, svog rada čovjek postaje smiren.
And when the mind is peaceful, one automatically understands the essence of life.
A kada je um smiren, čovjek automatski shvaća suštinu života.
Now here the problem are giant wasps.
Ovdje su problem ogromne ose.
So wasps have a very social system, a hierarchical system.
Ose imaju razvijen društveni sistem, hierarhiju.
But it's not a cooperative system.
Ali međusobno ne surađuju.
They're very competitive.
Nadmeću se.
So the more powerful wasps will take the food from the less powerful wasps.
Tako da će moćnija osa uzeti hranu onoj koja je slabija.
And the male wasps are very violent towards the queen wasp.
A muške ose su vrlo nasilne prema osi kraljici.
So what happens when we do detached work?
Što se događa kada se djelujemo u tom duhu odvojenosti?
Is we tend to put a label on ourselves.
To je kao da si stavljamo neku etiketu.
I am a banker, I'm an electrician.
Ja sam bankar, ja sam električar.
I'm a son, I'm a mother.
Ja sam sin, ja sam majka.
Otherwise you cannot do detached work unless you know what work you should do.
Inače ne možeš obavljati taj posao u duhu odvojenosti ako ne znaš kojim se poslom baviš.
And as soon as we have a label on ourselves,
a čim si stavimo tu etiketu,
then we can think my label is better than your label.
Odmah možemo početi misliti kako je moja etiketa bolja od tvoje.
And use that position to try to put others down.
I onda možemo doći u situaciju da koristimo taj položaj kako bismo druge omalovažili.
We then fall into a materialistic mentality and lose the essence of life.
I tako se vratimo u materialistički mentalitet i izgubimo suštinu života.
Then we might look for the essence of life in the eastern part of the city.
Onda za suštinom života možemo tražiti na istočnom dijelu grada.
This is the path of connecting with our source through love and devotion in service.
To je put povezivanja sa svojim izvorom kroz ljubav, devociju i služenje.
This is the path that we are teaching here in the center.
I to je put koji mi podučavamo ovdje u ovom centru.
So this is a very easy and natural path.
To je put vrlo lagan i prirodan.
It gets to the root of all of our problems in the world.
Seže do korijena svih naših problema u svijetu.
Because we are connecting again with the root.
Jer se ponovno povezujemo s korijenom.
Through giving and affection.
Kroz davanje ljubavi, naklonosti.
It is practiced very easily.
Iako se lako prakticira.
Primarily through singing and dancing the holy name.
Prvo redu kroz pjevanje i svetog imena i plesanje.
But here there is also a danger.
Ali ovdje postoji opasnost.
So you know, in traditional societies they do work with elephants.
Znate da u nekim društvima rade s tradicijskim rade sa slonovima.
Especially for harvesting wood.
Koriste ih naročito za vuču drva.
Because when you use elephants you don't need to build a road.
Jer kad koristite slona, onda ne morate izgraditi cestu u šumi.
And you can take just the trees that you want.
I možete uzeti samo ona stabla koja želite.
And elephants are very intelligent and affectionate animals.
A slonovi su vrlo inteligentne i privržene životinje.
And they always remember those who are kind to them.
I uvijek se sjećaju onih koji su prema njima ljubazni, fini.
But elephants are a little peculiar in the animal kingdom.
Ali malo su posebni u životinskom carstvu.
So in almost every animal, the female goes through periodic heat.
I stoga svaka životinja ima te ženku koja ima to razdoblje parenja.
But among elephants, the males also have some time of intense reproductive desire.
Ali slonovi, kod njih i mužjaci imaju neko određeno razdoblje koje imaju tu intenzivnu potrebu za reprodukcijom.
Although it's not regular.
Iako to nije redovito.
And when the male elephant goes through this time,
kada mužjaku slonu dođe tako vrijeme, tako razdoblje,
there is this liquid called temperin that comes out of their forehead.
Iz čela mu izlazi neka tekućina.
And they urinate constantly. Their back legs are always wet. They become very sensitive to noise and movement. And they will destroy anything. They will even attack those who they had always been affectionate toward.
I u takvom stanju napasti čak i one prema kojima su ukazivali privrženost.
When the young, if a young bull elephant goes into this state,
kada mladi slon muže dođe u takvo razdoblje,
the older bulls will get out of the way and say, you can take all the females, I'm not going to fight with you.
Stariji mužici će se maknuti sa strane i dozvolit ćemo da on bude sa svim ženkama.
So in traditional societies they would notice the first signs.
Društvima koji su koristili slonove za rat, oni bi primijetili prve znake takvog ponašanja.
And they would withhold all food and most water.
I onda te sve slonove ne bi više hranili i davali im jako malo vode.
And then the state would pass in 2 or 3 days.
I onda bi takvo stanje mužjaka prošlo kroz 2-3 dana.
In the modern countries, they think that is very cruel. So like in the zoos and circuses, they'll put the elephant into a very strong cage.
U suvremenom društvu smatraju da je postupak vrlo okrutnim, pa će onda u zoološkim vrtovima ili cirkusima slona u takvom razdoblju staviti neko vrlo čvrst kavez.
But then the state will last for many weeks or sometimes even many months.
Ali onda će tako njegovo raspoloženje trajati više tjedana ili možda čak i više mjeseci.
So this wild elephant represents criticism of other spiritual people.
Taj polutali slon predstavlja, divlji slon predstavlja kritiziranje drugih ljudi na duhovnom putu.
My spiritual path is good and yours is not.
Moj duhovni put je dobar, a tvoj ne valja.
You are not sincere.
Ti nisi iskren.
You have this problem.
Maš taj problem.
And that is just like these crazy elephants.
Taj mentalitet je baš poput tog ludog slona.
That destroy the whole garden of loving affection.
Uništava čitav vrt ljubavi privrženosti.
So as soon as our mind becomes like a crazy elephant, we should not feed such crazy thoughts. So, now we have overcome the obstacles, and we are going to take up this path of loving devotion. So now we are going to go to the last series of metaphors. These were written down by about 500 years ago by a great wise person called Das Goswami. Which literally means the servant master.
Što doslovce znači sluga gospodar.
Sometimes we call people servant leaders.
Ponekad imamo taj pojam o liderima koji su suvremeni sluge.
And he says, for one who's dedicated themselves to the path of loving service,
i on kaže za one koji su se posvetili putu služenja s ljubavlju,
as a way to find the essence of life,
kao način za pronalaženje suštine života,
they should love all their teachers on this path.
Oni trebaju voljeti sve svoje učitelje na tom putu.
They should love the places that connect them with spirituality.
Trebaju voljeti mjesta koje ih povezuju sa duhovnošću.
They should love the holy name and the sacred mantras.
Trebaju voljeti sveto ime i tajne mantre.
They should love the process of giving up ego and arrogance.
Trebaju voljeti postupak odustajanja od ega i arogancije.
And having all of this love for the help and guides on the journey.
I sa svojom ljubavlju prema onima koji im pomažu i vode ih na tom putovanju.
They have to give up 4 levels of deceit and falsity.
Moraju odbaciti 4 razine prevare.
Each one more subtle and more difficult to recognize than the one before.
Svaku sljedeću razinu je teže prepoznati nego onu prije.
So the first one is in sound.
Prvo se odnosi na zvuk.
So I'm sure you're very familiar with the fact that how we talk to ourselves and how we think really determines the course of our lives.
Sigurna sam da ste upoznati sa time da način na koji govorimo i razmišljamo određuje tijek našeg života.
If we have some goal for ourselves,
ako smo se odredili neki cilj,
but we're always criticizing ourselves,
ali uvijek sami sebe kritiziramo,
or criticizing others,
ili kritiziramo druge,
or having sounds that we hear and that we speak distracting us from our goals,
ili slušamo neke stvari ili govorimo o njima koje nas ometaju u ostvarivanju našeg cilja,
we will not achieve them despite our good intentions.
Onda taj cilj nećemo dostići unatoč svim svojim dobrim namjerama.
For those who want to find the essence of life,
oni koji žele naći suštinu života,
these kind of negative sounds are compared to a prostitute.
Za njih se takvi negativni zvuci uspoređuju s prostitutkom,
who may look very attractive,
koja može vrlo privlačno izgledati,
but simply wants money.
Ali želi samo novac.
And what is the money of the person looking for the essence of life?
A što je novac za osobu koja treba za suštinu života?
It is that desire for something higher than ordinary life.
To je ta želja za dostizanjem nečeg višeg od običnog života.
And such negative talk will kill that desire.
Takav negativni govor će uništiti tu želju.
That hope, that enthusiasm.
Tu nadu, taj polet.
Then there is the next more subtle level of falsity.
Onda tu još sljedeći, još subtilnija razina te prevare.
Is our behavior.
To je naše ponašanje.
We may be hearing and thinking and speaking the things that will help us.
Možda slušamo i mislimo i govorimo o stvarima koje će nam pomoći.
But if our behavior is opposite to our ideals, we're not going to get anywhere.
Ali ako naše ponašanje u suprotnosti sa našim idealima, nećemo ih doseći.
This is when we say, I know I shouldn't watch that.
To je kad kažemo, znam da to ne trebam, ne smijem gledati.
And we watch it.
Evo,
I know I shouldn't eat that.
Znam da to ne bi smio jesti.
And we eat it.
Onda to pojedemo.
I know I shouldn't do that.
Znam da to ne bi smio raditi.
And we do it.
Ipak ne trebamo.
And so although we say we have high ideals and we're thinking of high ideals, we don't act on them.
I onda iako kažemo da imamo visoke ideale i mislimo o tim visokim idealima, ali ne djelujemo na to.
So the metaphor for this is we're on this shining path toward the essence of life.
Metafora za to je da smo na bliskom putu prema suštini života.
But on the side of the road there is a thief.
Ali u cesti je lopov.
With a rope.
Sa konopcem.
And this thief puts the rope around our neck.
I taj nam lopov zavije konop oko vrata.
And pulls us along like a dog on a leash.
I navlači nas za sobom kao psa na uzici.
This thief represents things like our anger and our fears and our greed and our envy.
Taj lopov predstavlja stvari poput našeg gnjeva, pohlepe, zavisti.
That just bring us to actions which are contrary to our own ideals.
Te stvari nas navode da djelujemo na način koji je u suprotnosti sa našim idealima.
So how are we going to deal with these two problems of our sound and our behavior?
Kako ćemo riješiti ta dva problema po pitanju zvuka i našeg ponašanja?
The solution for negative sounds is the metaphor of a very beautiful jewel.
Rješenje za negativne zvuke je metafora koja govori o prekrasnom trgulju.
Where we understand that everything we hear and speak and think should have the mood of beneficial service.
Kada shvatimo da sve ono o čemu razmišljamo, što čujemo i o čemu govorimo,
treba biti u duhu službe za dobrobit svih.
Is what I'm going to hear or speak or think really going to benefit me and others?
Hoće li ono što ću čuti, reći ili misliti uistinu meni i drugima donijeti dobrobit?
And the cure for actions against our ideals,
a lijek za djelovanje koje je suprotno našim idealima,
is to take help and guidance from those who are free from those problems.
Je uzeti pomoć i vodstvo od onih koji su lišeni tih problema.
If we're being led around by our fears or our anger,
ako nas naokolo razvlače naši strahovi ili gnjev,
we must find people who are free of those things.
Moramo pronaći ljudi koji nemaju te probleme.
With their guidance, with their example, with their inspiration, we can also let go of these forces in our life.
I s pomoć njihovog primjera, inspiracije i vodstva u našem životu, i mi se možemo osloboditi tih sila u našem životu.
Then there is a more subtle aspect of falsity.
Dolazimo na sljedeću, još subtilniju razinu prevare.
That is within the mind.
To je umu.
This is very tricky.
To je jako nezgodno.
This is where we're doing things that are opposed to our ideals.
To je kad radimo stvari koje se protive našim idealima.
But we've disguised them somehow.
Ali ih sami nekako prerušimo.
We're justifying or rationalizing them.
Opravdavamo to svoje djelovanje ili ga racionaliziramo.
With the actions with the thieves, we know we're doing something wrong.
Kad su u pitanju ta djela na koje nas navode ti lopovi, onda nam je jasno da radimo nešto krivo, pogrešno.
But this is where our mind is sabotaging ourselves and we don't even know.
Ali stav na ovoj razini radi se o tome da nas naš um sabotira, a mi čak toga nismo ni svjesni.
We're not understanding our motives properly.
Ne slažemo ispravno svoje motive.
So this is very difficult.
To je jako teška situacija.
And the symptom is that although our speech is right and our actions are right, our mind is not peaceful and joyful.
Pokazatelj toga je da iako govorimo ispravne stvari i djelujemo ispravno, on nam nije smiren i radostan.
It's like our mind is burning with dissatisfaction.
Izgleda kao da nam um gori u nezadovoljstvu, planti.
Now there's a pretty heavy metaphor for this.
Zato se koristi prilično gadna metafora.
Das Goswami says this is like you're taking a bath in the burning urine of a huge donkey.
Das Goswami kaže da opisuje tu situaciju, to je kao da se kupaš u vreloj mokraći ogromnog magarca.
One thinks, I'm taking a bath.
Čovjek misli, kupam se.
I'm doing the right thing.
Dušim se, kupam se, radim pravu stvar.
Why am I dissatisfied?
Zašto nisam zadovoljan?
So what is the cure for this problem?
Koji je lijek za to?
He says, instead one should bathe one's mind in an ocean of love.
Da se sami kaže da umjesto toga trebamo um kupati u oceanu ljubavi.
This ocean of love is to be found in our spiritual source.
Taj ocean ljubavi se može naći u našem duhovnom izvoru.
We cannot find this problem by using our own mind or even asking advice from other people.
Taj problem ne možemo riješiti koristeći svoj um ili čak tražeći savjet od drugih ljudi.
Rather, we open our mind to the divine.
Trebamo otvoriti um prema božanskom.
Please bathe my mind in truth.
Molim te, okupaj mi um istinom.
Reveal to me the ways in which I am hurting myself and not realizing.
Razotkri mi na koji način sebi škodim, a toga nisam ni svjesan.
Of course, even after that is revealed,
čak i nakon što nam se to razotkrije,
we still have to choose to let go of those things.
I da li smo mi ti koje moramo izabrati da ne želimo više te stvari sudjelovati u tome.
When we do let go of them, they will not return.
Kad imamo takvu odluku da nam to ne treba, onda se više to neće nama vratiti.
The final aspect of deceit
i konačni aspekt, konačni vid prevare
is in the heart.
Je u srcu.
One who has come this far to find the essence of life,
onaj koji je već dotle napredovao u potrazi za suštinom života,
their speech is all positive and spiritual,
već potpuno pozitivno govori, duhovno,
their actions are in harmony with their ideals.
Djeluju u skladu sa svojim idealima.
Their mind is full of peace and joy.
Um je takve osobe prepun mira i radosti.
May be honored by others.
I možda mu drugi ukazuju počasti.
You're such a spiritual person.
Ti si tako produhovljena osoba.
You're so enlightened.
Tako si prosvjetljena.
You're so wise.
Tako si mudar.
Such praise is compared to a dead dog.
Takva hvala se uspoređuje sa mrtvim psom.
And when we enjoy such praise,
kad uživamo u tome što nas tako hvale,
that's compared to wanting to eat the dog.
Uspoređuje se sa željom da pojedemo tog psa.
The metaphor is given of this wild dancing woman who's eating a dead dog.
To je metafor i spominje se divlja, rasplesana žena koja jede tog mrtvog psa.
And she's dancing with her boyfriend whose name is Deceit.
Pleše sa svojim dečkom čije je ime Prevara.
Because when we want to be honored for being wise and spiritual, we're not going to be very honest.
Jer kad želimo dobivati počast kao netko koje je vrlo mudar i duhovan, onda nismo iskreni.
We will present ourselves as better than we are.
Onda predstavljamo sebe boljim nego što stvarno jesmo.
The cure for this problem,
lijek za taj problem
is to find actual saintly persons,
pronaći prave svete osobe,
and take a mood of humility toward them.
I prići u stavu poniznosti.
We then actually get recognition from the divine.
I onda nas uistinu božanstvo prepozna.
Rather than from the world.
I od njega dobivamo to priznanje, a ne od svijeta.
Which fully satisfies us.
Tako priznanje sa strane božanskog nas potpuno zadovoljava.
At that point we enter into a garden of sacred fragrance.
U tom trenutku ulazimo u vrt svetih mirisa.
We realize our true authentic self.
Spoznajemo svoje pravo izvorno jastvo.
Our connection with our divine source.
Sebe kakvi smo uistinu i kako smo povezani sa božanskim izvorom.
With all life.
Sa cijelim životom.
At that point we may appear to be an ordinary person in the world.
I kad dođemo do te razine može se čini da smo neka obična osoba u ovom svijetu.
But in our consciousness we are always tasting the sweet nectar of the essence of life.
Ali u svojoj svijesti uvijek doživljavamo, kušamo taj slatki nektar suštine života.
So those are the series of allegories.
To je jedna serija alegorija.
From Jada, Chaitanya and Das Goswami.
Od Jade, Chaitanya i Das Goswamija.
So I hope you enjoyed this journey.
Nadam se da ste uživali u ovom putovanju.
Thank you for coming on such a hot day.
Hvala vam što ste došli po tako velom danu.
Does anyone have any questions?
Since there is no other question, I'll try some. During the class, you mentioned one moment about people who feel they practice better spirituality and say to others, like, you know, you're not good, in the sense that they like finding the fault in others and that the love is most important. But I have some experience from other side. For example, I have one friend who doesn't like rules and regs, you know, and he always talk how the love is most important, and sometimes behave extravagant, you know, and he by not acting according to rules and regs, he made attention on himself, and he always talk about emotion and law like that. So since you are an educator and a teacher and mother and grandmother of this thing, what is the real love to how to teach, how to is it real love to tell somebody you can do whatever you like just as you feel according to law, or to some rather teach him how to control minds and how to follow certain rules and rules. May I just translate it?
Please.
Znači, moje pitanje je bilo, tijekom predavanja Junila je rekla da postoje neki ljudi koji smatruju moja duhovnost je bolja nego tvoja, tvoja niža i osvanju se nekako možda prave propise i u tom nekom obrazovanju ne osvanju se na ljubav. I onda sam ja postavio pitanje s obzirom da je ona i učitelj i podučavatelj i majka i baka, što uradio, dao sam primjer prijatelja koji onako ne voli pravila i propise, voli djelovati spontano, smatra da je ljubav bitna, da pravi propisi nisu bitni, često tijekom djelovanjem skreće pozornost na sebe jer on djeluje drugačije, pa zbog toga je on možda iznad pravi propise i tako dalje, ili pravi propisi nisu bitni. I stoga postavio sam pitanje u stvari i naravno ta riječ ljubav, što je u stvari ljubav jer ako trebamo nekoga odgojiti, da li ćemo dozvoliti da radi što hoće i to je naša ljubav i ćemo tu osobu naučiti kako da regulira um, osjetila i da djeluje kako treba. Znači, one more edition.
Well, before you have another edition.
Yes.
What problem in the allegories that I told do you think this person has?
Yeah, that's what I want to get exactly the edition. Because such a person, I'm sure he just thought when he heard that, like, think, yes, another proof. The rules are not important. The law is most important.
Which of the difficulties that I spoke about from the allegories is this person struggling with?
Sa kojim poteškoćama o kojima sam ja prije govorila navodeći ove alegorije se ta osoba koja je u pitanju opisana suočava? Možete li prepoznati na temelju onog što je rečeno sa kojim poteškoćama o kojima je prije bilo govora na primjer ovih alegorija se ova osoba o kojoj je ovdje riječ zapravo suočava, u kojoj kategoriji ovog prije spomenuto ona spada?
Anybody have any idea?
Ego.
About the elephant?
Elephant if he's criticizing other people.
Slona da, ako kritizira druge ljude.
Oh, you're too much into rules.
Oh, ti si previše obuzet pravilima.
I'm better than you because I have more love.
Ja sam bolje od tebe zato imam više ljubavi.
Maybe also the thieves with the ropes.
Možda i ovi lopovi sa konopcima.
Because he's speaking nicely but not acting nicely.
Jer lijepo govori, ali ne djeluje tako.
And maybe even one of the witches.
A možda ima i problema, možda ga proganja jedna od vješnica.
Using spirituality to justify being a materialistic person.
Koristi duhovnost da bi opravdao to da želi biti materialistička osoba.
So it could be any of those or some combination.
Može biti bilo koje od tih situacija ili kombinacija njih.
How you teach such a person, how you educate them.
Kako podučiti takvu osobu, kako roditi, roditi knjige.
Softly.
Nežno.
That's why I've written a fable.
Toga sam napisala bajku kao priču.
Because you don't go to people and say,
nije u takvim situacijama priđeš nekoj osobi grubo.
You have this problem and that problem.
To je tvoj problem, to je tvoj problem.
It doesn't work.
To ne funkcionira.
Tell them a story.
Pričaj im priču.
About somebody else.
O nekom drugom.
You had to be careful of an elephant.
Moraš te paziti slona.
And a witch.
Vješnice.
And some thieves.
Neki su tu lopovi.
That's a really cool story.
Oh, but to je samo dobra priča.
And then it starts changing your own self.
I onda na taj način se ti počneš mijenjati.
It's a very soft and easy way to bless. You're managing through hand signals and distracting everybody in the room, you know.
Sorry.
That's all right. And now he's done with the whole conversation. Anyway, that's how I do it. This is the method that's been used for thousands and thousands of years.
Yes.
želimo nekog korigirati, trebamo paziti da to što ističemo njega zapravo ne hrani. Ako nekomu govorimo da je dobar, i ako nije, on će vremenom poželjeti da pokaže to dobro. Ako pokazujemo stalno na loše stvari, on se više neće osjećati ugodno u tom društvu i naravno da će pokazivati baš to što ističe.
This is a comment that...
Or question.
Or should I repeat that?
Ili pitanje, da li je to tako?
He says that you... can be also a question. He said that usually when we are trying to correct someone, we should be careful not to feed the characteristic in him that we are talking about. Just like if we are telling him how he does something very good, then he will feel inspired to do good things, but if we are pointing always to the bad things, then he might not feel so comfortable in the association anymore and will not have the impetus to change.
Yes, that is also true.
That's the difference.
Anybody else?
Imaš netko kako li temu?
Ima li dovoljno priča? Da li ima dovoljno priča za ove situacije koje mi imamo u životu?
Gdje?
Are there enough stories that cover all the situations that we have in life? Stories that we can use for helping others?
I don't know, you could help me write some more.
Ne znam, ali možete mi pomoći da napišem još neke druge priče.
But there are certainly many.
Svakom slučaju ima puno.
So that looks much more interesting than anything I can say.
So
thank you very much.
Thank you.